B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You don't have a girl and you're going to speak to somebody that's like 12.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, D-Gun, man. D-Gun's a grill man. He's a grill meister. The D-Gun. From the pregame show, baby. That's right. Gun on One podcast. Our buddy, D-Gun, D-Gun.
Man, you guys crack me up, man. You guys don't have grills? Are you serious?
I don't have a grill. What are we on a grill for?
What do you mean? A grill is great, man. It's a great conversation piece. The taste of the food is so much better on a grill, man, outside. Plus, it's less clean up in the kitchen. You got to have a grill. I'm dying laughing because you're fascinated with the air fryer.
I am. All my friends are texting me about the air fryer.
You don't have an air fryer?
No, dude. I got no air fryer.
Do you live in a cave or what?
What do you mean? Now, listen, I'm a good chef.
Oh, man, you got to broaden your horizon, man. You have to try these things. Air fryers are great.
I do, yeah. Great. I don't. Yeah, see, I'm not a big grilled man. I want to get a pizza oven.
Oh, now that'd be awesome. You get a pizza oven. Oh.
Now, they have these things, these uni pizza ovens. Yeah. I want to get a pizza oven because I do a lot of the homemade pizza and strombolis. Okay. The kids love that.
Get yourself a smoker, a good smoker, whether it's a Traeger, whether it's a Big Green Egg.
What do you do with a smoker?
But dude, you can do pizza. I have a stone. You can do brick oven pizza right in the smoker. See, usually when I use a smoker for meat, I'm adding mesquite wood, pecan wood.
Oh, okay.
Apple wood.
So that's why. Because I don't want the smoke taste of all my pizza.
No, man. You just put it in the smoker, man. It's just the heat that generates.
All right.
Put it on one of those.
I got to get a grill. I mean, you're right. Like, listen, I'm the only idiot. It's bad. I moved to the suburbs, too. Right? I still don't have a grill. What a jerk off I am. I mean, you know.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I like to cook. Like, I do. I made nice pasta last night for the boys. They liked it.
What was the cleanup like?
I don't know. My wife hooked me up.
See, well, my wife is a gourmet chef in the kitchen, man. But I'm on cleanup duty. And I sit there mumbling under my breath. I can't believe I got to clean all these pots. You know, you can only put so much in a dishwasher, man. Some of that stuff you have to hand wash. I get sick of doing dishes.
Exactly. Those good pots and all, you know.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Tab says to me, she goes, did you use water on that pot? You're not supposed to use water on the pot. I know.
Especially the no-stick pot. Oh, you can't do this with them. You can't do that.
Yeah, man. I don't mess with them. Don't
scrub with this. You know, one of my favorites is the Brillo scouring pad. Oh, you can't use that on certain things. You can't do that on no-stick pots.
See, I'm scarred when it comes to the Brillo. You know why?
Oh, my goodness. Why?
Because when I was a kid, so I got very kinky hair. Right?
Okay.
I got a fro. You can see my hair, like when I grow it out.
Absolutely.
So when I was a kid, I had the fro. And my buddy's older brother, Jimmy D, used to say, "Hey, Aunt, come over here. My mother needs to clean her pots."
That scarred you for life.
Oh, yeah, well, Brillo, get over here, Brillo. My mother needs to clean the pots. Like, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
That was scary.
You need kitchen therapy. You need kitchen therapy.
I know. All right, but I need Eagles therapy. So here's the thing. A, you still got a little hate for the Cowboys. Like, I had a lot of hate. I just hate them.
I don't like anything about Dallas. I don't like the star. I don't like the uniform. I don't like Jerry Jones. I don't like anything about the Cowboys. Anytime they lose, it's a great day.
Yeah, and it's fun. Like, I don't understand these people. Why do you empower them? I hate them, and it's fun. I enjoy hating them, okay?
You know, I'm not envious of them. You know, the American team, I got on. So what? They're not America's team anymore, okay? You know, I haven't won a Super Bowl since the turn of the century, okay? So what? You know, let sleeping dogs lie. Let's talk about the modern era Cowboys. They have been misery for Cowboys fans for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what? Their misery is my delight. That's the way I see it.
Amen, brother.
I don't care if they go 0-17.
Amen. Amen, D-Gun. All right, so Monday night, what are you thinking? I'll give you one thing, and you tell me if you agree. I think the Eagles will move the ball and score. Now, I think the Cowboys will do the same thing, but I do think the Eagles will have better success offensively. How do you suss this game out?
Yeah, I do, too. After watching the Cowboys play against Tampa Bay, and I got to see bits and pieces of them playing the Chargers, Dallas's defense, although right now it's a sieve in the passing game, it's playing better, but they're still giving up chunks of real estate. And I think the Eagles will have a lot of success moving the football. But my big concern is, can they finish what they start? I'm hoping what they did against San Francisco is a huge learning tool for players and for the coaching staff, Nick Sirianni calling plays in certain situations. They went toe-to-toe with the 49ers. That game was right there for the taking. They could, a few more plays here and there, they could have had that game. But you know what? Nobody's going to win every game in the National Football League.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's a huge learning tool. They have studied their mistakes well. And going into Monday night, especially when you find out that Michael Gallup is on short-term IR with a calf injury, Amari Cooper might not play because of rib injury. I hope the Eagles go down there and just tattoo Dallas up and down the field.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I like it. Now, let me ask you, my only fear, because it's a shame, because when I look at Hurts, man, there's so many things to love about him, right? Like, he's got all the intangibles. Smart. He takes care of football. He'll run the offense the way you want to run it. The only thing, and he's accurate, sure, you know, he can be an accurate thrower. The only problem is that 20, 30 yard chunk throw that where you gotta uncork a seed.
I think it will come with time. When you think about it, he played 10 plays in a preseason. He's got to get used to these receivers. You know, now he's trying to expand his horizons. He's got 6 games of body of work, 4 into Doug Peterson's offense, 2 now in Nick Sirianni's offense. He's still evolving. I look at him, the first thing that comes to mind is he's still a work in progress. You know, one game he completes 75% of his passes. The next game is 52%. Okay, so where is he? You know, we're still trying to figure out exactly where he is. We know he can do some electric things, but we also know that, you know, there's some things he can do better. And I think he's going to evolve. I think Nick Sirianni's smart enough that as he continuously looks at Jalen Hurts' overall body of work and attributes, continue to streamline the offense to play to his strengths, to keep him comfortable behind that offensive line. Now an offensive line without Brandon Brooks until further notice. But I do think it's going to come. I think it's going to gradually evolve. I like that they take the deep shots. It's, you know, getting that timing down the field, the receivers will get better and better. I think it's going to come. It's just a matter of time.
I you don't want to freak me out early because of your conversations with Hugh Douglas.
Okay, yes, I agree. But that was just food for thought down the road. You know, we both know, now Anthony, we've both been around again long enough to know that Jalen is not going to have a 2 or 3 game, you know, short leash.
Right.
You know, you're going to give this kid an ample amount of time to figure it out because they have to make a decision about him after this season. Is he the quarterback moving forward?
Yeah.
Do we need to go out and get another quarterback? But, you know, I just thought when Hugh said that, I'm like, Well, Hugh played there. He has a lot of contacts in Jacksonville. He obviously talked to somebody in the know. And I thought it was interesting. You know, it's like, you know, things that make you go, you know, so is there a method to the madness for bringing Gardner Minshew in here who has history with Nick Sirianni? So, you know, let's put that out of our minds for now and focus on the present, which is Jalen Hurts, this offense, this team moving forward without my guy Brandon Graham. You know, that was a big blow.
Yeah, that's a huge blow, man. That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's your man, too. Have you talked to him?
Man, he has his surgery on Monday.
That sucks.
He's in great spirits. I mean, think about
he's a great dude, man.
Dude, the day after the game, he's still doing his Monday night radio show. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know.
Most players will be holed up, don't want to talk
to anybody. He's an ace of a guy, yeah.
Yeah, man. Shame. So, but that's going to be a huge loss.
Yeah, you know? I'm with you, brother.
Derek Barnett, Josh Sweat, they're going to have to step it up. Barnett has got to get mentally right and stop making these dumb mistakes, you know. And you know, because he's going to make one somewhere along the line. It could cost him in a crucial situation. He has the talent. You just got to get him right, get him focused, get him refocused, you know. And I think it's going to be a great game. I'm looking forward to seeing these two teams matched up on Monday night.
Yeah, man, Monday night, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. What's the deal, pregame show?
Pre-game show, Devon and I believe it's a two-hour show because it's a Monday night game.
Right.
You know, this past Sunday, we had A.J. Feely with it joining us.
I heard it was awesome.
What the lineup will be like. Yeah, man. John Kincaid was there. So I don't know what the lineup is going to be like for Monday, but I can't wait to sit with Devon. And
yeah, well, I love Devon. Devon is
break it up, man.
He's terrific, man. Yo, listen, yeah, you guys, man. Awesome stuff, brother. D, you're the man, buddy. All right? I'll be listening
grill,
Monday night.
Get a grill.
That's too late now. I'll get it next spring.
No. You can grill all winter, man.
I'm out. Yeah, I'm not going outside.
Almost out of the year.
Yeah, I don't go out in the winter.
I thought you were
listen,
tough.
Listen,
you went straight suburban. You're soft, man.
Suburban. You're the one from Green Bay.
No, bro, Milwaukee.
Whatever, Wisconsin.
You around, man.
Yeah, all you freak Wisconsin people who like the cold want to go grill in December.
Here's one thing I will tell you. I hate cold weather. Anything below 60 degrees, I'm miserable.
Yeah, I get you, baby.
I hate it, but I'm getting out there. When my wife says, you want to grill something, I'm out there, brother.
All right.
I tough it out.
All right, you tough it out for me. I'll see you. Brother, good job,
all right,
man.
Have a great week.
You too, buddy. Take it easy. There he is, D. Gunn.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.